Those unforgiving storms in the Midwest, John, are continuing to wreak havoc. River towns, those folks living along the Mississippi River, they're bracing themselves because officials are concerned that at least 24 levees could breach. Already, the tiny town of Gulfport, Illinois, is 10 feet underwater after the river rushed in. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as we've been reporting, it is among the hardest hit by flooding. 24,000 people know exactly what it's like to run from their homes. The water is receding, but leaving just plain devastation in its wake. Mary Dickinson's been to her home twice the past week, and there's no good news, is there, Mary?
No, there's not.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Tell us what you found at your home as you made your second visit yesterday.
So we tried to do a little bit of work in the garage. There was about an inch of sludge across everything. The water went halfway up my garage, so everything in there was destroyed. The entire basement of my home was filled to the top, and some of the walls have, the drywalled walls have come in, and most all of the ceiling down there has come in, has fallen in. Upstairs, we've been doing a lot of work in the house. Both of my daughters graduated this year and getting ready for parties, and so we painted the entire upstairs and just done an incredible amount of work in that house, and you know, seeing the water going up the walls, and my carpet is very light colored and it is just black, and the tile in the kitchen is just black, and we had about 2 hours notice, so we were able to get up some things in the upstairs and other things we weren't able to, so to go through and see very important things still in the wet floor, and it's just devastating.
So, Mary, this was a summer that you were hoping to be celebrating. Your home is a really special place to you. You've been working on it for some time, I understand. What has it meant for you financially?
We were outside of the 500-year floodplain, so, of course, we have no flood insurance. It will be whatever FEMA elects to get. I have spoke with FEMA in person, but they have not been out to inspect the house yet.
Do you think it's a total loss? Do you think your house is a total loss?
No, it's probably not, but there's going to be an incredible amount of work. Every speck of drywall will need to be removed.
So where are you staying now?
I am staying at my daughter's, my older daughter's house, which is not too far away, so we're able to go back and forth.
And you've been to the doctor?
I have been to the doctor. I have taken a medical leave of absence from my job. I suffer with depression, and this just kind of put me over the top. I had a focus this spring, and that was working on my house and was feeling much better. The depression was getting much better, and now my whole focus is gone.
Boy, Mary, tell us what it is that a flood takes from you, aside from the tangible objects in your home.
My home has been very important to me. I'm a single mom. I worked my way through college with two young children, two young daughters, and it's more of an accomplishment for me that I can have and be proud of and improve.
Mary, we want you to have that again. You hold on now, all right?
Okay.
Mary Dickinson, resident of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, looking at the devastation of the floods in the Midwest. Wow.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.